Very important announcement there. Take your Bibles and let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11. We'll start there. And I hope I've picked a kind of a interesting and exciting record to share with you, or records share with you. But first, let's read a couple verses before we get into talking about our hero for the night. Chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Now faith, or believing, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, believing, the elders obtained a good report." And the elders are the Old Testament believers that it talks about in this chapter. And we're going to look at one of them. But let's keep reading just for a little background here. "Through believing, we understand that the words were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." And it starts in verse 4, starts talking about all these believers that are going to be included in this chapter on believing, because these guys had great believing. And they were in Old Testament. They didn't have the Spirit of God in them like we do, but boy, to read about their lives, you'll just be fantastically blessed. Verse 6 is what I wanted to look at real, and see that on the screen? It says, "But without faith or believing, it's impossible to please Him," God. "For he that cometh to God must believe that He is," He is what the Word says He is, "and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." All right? So verse 7 starts talking about other believers. Noah, by believing Noah, or by faith Abraham, and keeps on going. And we're going to jump all the way down to verse 31. Just real quick, "By faith the harlot Rahab," and she was not a harlot, she was an innkeeper. That's a bad translation. "Perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson." And the reason I like Samson is because if you remember the record about him in the Old Testament, he was confronted with the enemy was about ready to jump on him and capture him and kill him. And so he just did what he always did. He tore off the city gates and he walked away with them. If you remember that record, you can go back there and check him out. Pretty cool guy. But I ain't going to look at Samson, although he's pretty cool. "And of Jephthah, of David also, Samuel, and of the prophets, who through believing," or faith, "subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions." Now that's one phrase I want to look at. I'm going to show you where that happened in the Old Testament. We're going to look at the book of Daniel. So go to Daniel chapter 6. Daniel was not a young pup at the time of this record. He was well over 60 years old, which I find this really, really kind of awesome. So we're going to read about Daniel. He's well over 60 years old at this time. There's other adventures that occurred to Daniel in the other parts of the book of Daniel, and you can read about them if you want to for your homework. Go back. But we're going to read about this episode that occurred in his life and see how he handled it and how God delivered him. And we'll start in verse 1. "It pleased Darius to set over the king." Oh, Darius was a king that had just come into power. And so he set up his kingdom the way he wanted it. And in verse 1, it says it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Well, that's all well and good, but he had a lot of enemies in the kingdom because he was of the Jewish persuasion. He had been brought captive away from the land of Israel and brought to this kingdom of Babylon, where he stayed faithful, actually, God. And I don't know how he did it, but he did. And so God raised him up and he kept him blessed. And he was put in this position by the king because the king saw something in him. Well, of course, he saw the Spirit of God working in his life. And so he promoted him to being the top guy, actually the top guy to the king. Well, nobody else liked it. So verse 4, then the rest of the presidents, then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the king, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was any error or fault found in him. Verse 5, then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Oops. Then verse 6, then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, King Darius live forever. All the presidents of the kingdoms, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains have consulted together. Here's where they were brainstorming. They consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that weird? That's very weird. How they got the king to do this, I do not know. But it said that somehow, anyway, let's keep reading, see what happens. Now, O king, in verse 8, it said, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which alters not. Wherefore, King Darius signed the decree, the writing, and the decree. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house and he started shaking with fear. No, what he did. No way. Really interesting, his reaction in this situation. He went into his house and his windows being open, wide open in his chamber. He could have shut them, you know. But he opened them. That's what he used to do anyway. He opened in his chamber towards Jerusalem and kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. And that was his habit, praying to God daily, three times a day with the windows wide open. Everybody knew he didn't keep it a secret and he didn't hide it. So anyway, let's see what happens though. Verse 11, Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Wow. They were looking for anything and everything to get rid of Daniel because they didn't like him being number one president. Isn't that something? So then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which alters not. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, you know, that Daniel, the guy who keeps his windows open, wide open, that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition three times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, he was really mad at Daniel. No, he wasn't. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself, and he set in his heart on Daniel to deliver him, and he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. He'd seen what Daniel was made out of. He saw the Spirit of God operating in his life. He loved Daniel. These guys were wrong about him. Verse 15, then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king established may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Ooh. Have any of you ever had any exposure to lions recently? maybe not so recently. The only exposure I've ever had to lions was when they're in a zoo. And, of course, then they're in a cage. Anyway, I do not know how this occurred, but, boy, what a miraculous thing. Let's read it again. Then the king commanded, verse 16, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God, whom you serve continually, he will deliver you. That was the king's reaction. He will deliver you. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting, neither instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Well, he didn't even play his country music. I don't know. He fasted. No radio, no phone, no TV. No. Then the king rose early, verse 19. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And what do you think he was probably expecting to see? A mess? Down at the bottom of the lion's den, right? So he went in haste to the den of lions, verse 20, and when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, I can just hear him yelling, O Daniel, O servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest, continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel, can you imagine that? Then said Daniel, he heard that Daniel, he'd spent a night, just the whole night with wild lions, and he's alive. What's going on? Then said Daniel to the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lions' mouths that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. No hurt. Then was the king exceeding glad for him. Boy, I bet that king was so tickled. And he commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den. Oh, no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he, here's a great phrase, because he believed in his God. Isn't this the great, and wasn't Hebrews 11 supposed to be about the great, called the Hall of Fame of Believers from the Old Testament? Well.
Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm. Hall of Fame. Yep. Was taken up out of the den, and no manner, verse 23, of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. Wow. Verse 24, and the king commanded, oops. But if you're the king, you still got some hungry lions down that they hadn't been fed yet. For some reason, Daniel didn't agree with them. And the king commanded, and well, anyway, And the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, their wives, their whole families. And the lions had the mastery of them, and break all their bones in pieces wherever they came at the bottom of the den. Then King Darius wrote unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom men tremble and before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivereth and rescueth, he works signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lion. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. And that's a great record concerning Daniel. And the rest goes on. You can read the rest of the book of Daniel. Still got some wonderful stories. And he's a wonderful man. Anyway, I thought I'd share that with you. So that's what I wanted to share tonight. Oh, we do have a song.
Yes.
To
we
sing.
Have a song. Yeah.
So don't go away. Don't leave. We're not closing shop yet.
I'm not a warrior. I'm too afraid to lose. I feel unqualified for what you're calling me to. With all of your strength, I got no excuse. Broken people are exactly who you use. Give me faith alive, Daniel, in the lion's den. Give me hope alive, Moses, in the wilderness. Give me a heart alive, David, where demons fail. So I can face my giants with confidence. He took a shepherd boy and made him a king. So I'm gonna trust you and give you everything. I've been a conqueror, cause you fight for me. I've been a champion, claiming your victory. So give me faith alive, Daniel, in the lion's den. Give me hope alive, Moses, in the wilderness. Give me a heart alive, David, will be my defense. So I can face my giants with confidence. I'm gonna sing and shout and shake the wall. Won't stop until I see them fall. I'm gonna stand and step back when you call. Jesus, Jesus, I'm gonna sing and shout and shake the wall. Won't stop until I see them fall. I'm gonna stand and step back when you call. Jesus, give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David, Lord, be my defense. So I can face my giants with confidence. Yeah! Give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart. I'll face my giants with confidence.
Well, gracious Heavenly Father, I'd like to thank you, God, for these wonderful records that you place in your word, especially believers in the Old Testament. I know that we all live in the New Testament, Lord, but the Old Testament has some great records of heroes who stood on your word, with great faith and great believing, so they can be examples to us in our day and our time. Knowing, Father, full well that someday in the future, way down the road, we're going to meet some of these these Old Testament believers. We're going to be able to shake their hands, give them big hugs, and we'll be living along with them forever and ever in what you have in store for us in the future. So it's a wonderful thing that we have, Father, that we have Christ in us, the hope of glory. And then down the road in the future, we'll see Christ and all the saints. And then beyond that, we'll see all the Old Testament believers wake up and get receive their rewards. So we got a lot to look forward to, a lot to be thankful for. So I thank you for everybody here and for everybody who called on the conference call, that they have a blessed night. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.